This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Thanks to funding from the Big Lottery Fund, the Optimise project works in partnership with charities like RNIB and five other local sight loss charities across Yorkshire and Lincolnshire. The two-year scheme aims to identify older people who are experiencing problems with their sight and refer them on to local health, social and charity services which can provide extra additional support. One other benefit of the Optimise project is the ability for blind and partially sighted people to set up their own local groups. Now, Sally was one woman who did just that. She told Natasha Marcy at a recent Optimise event why she set up a swimming group.
Eve, who is our organiser, through the Lincolnshire Blind Society, she organised for a group of ladies to go swimming at the local hotel. I have a problem to get to the hotel because I live in the village of Belton, and to get across a major road I would have to have help. And actually Eve does pick me up to take me to these classes, which are wonderful. It has given me an awful lot of confidence to get into the water and also to do some exercises. I have met some wonderful people, which I didn't know before, and they also enjoy my exercises together. I must admit that we do have a lady that's blind in our group, and also several that are partially sighted or registered blind, and we all enjoy our now hour and a half on a Monday from 12 o'clock until 1:30 in the pool. And then, of course, to finish it off, we all go into the jacuzzi for a good 15 minutes, which is fantastic. It is wonderful. It has given us all a lot of confidence and also meeting new friends. Afterwards, the hotel has organised for us to have a coffee, a tea, and also some Danish pastries, and we can have a natter, and it's really lovely.
Thank you. That's wonderful. And do you think before this project started, you wouldn't have considered going swimming? Is that something you'd not thought of doing?
No, not yes, you're quite right there, because I wouldn't have gone over to the hotel on my own and to go swimming. I needed that confidence with other people. Yes.
Oh, wonderful. And you were telling me a minute ago that you'd had an injury and it's really helped you with that.
I certainly did. In 2016, I had a fall at home and broke my back. And if anyone knows, it's L1 and L2, which is just near the waist. And I felt like I was going to snap in half. But now I've been swimming, it has given me a lot of strength in my body. I'm trying to get my core much stronger. And I feel that we're doing the exercise in the water. I did swim, but my left leg goes into spasm, so I'm unable to swim. But it's so lovely to have the exercise. And also, once again, the girls around you encouraging you. And yes, I met some wonderful new friends through the Blind Society and Optimise.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad that it's really helped boost your confidence. It's really given you something you really enjoy doing. Is that something you're going to continue doing now the Optimise project's coming to a close?
Yes, I am. And I know that Eve is trying to organise a party with the South Lincolnshire Blind Society. But other than that, I am very fortunate. I've been able to be a member of Belton Woods, the Kew Hotels. They do now. I walk to the edge of a very major road, 607, and the hotel has arranged for someone to come to me to get me across the road, and then from the entrance I go in a golf buggy to the hotel. I feel like I'm a queen. It's wonderful. But yes, thank you, and grateful thanks to all, and especially i.e. South Lincolnshire Blind Society and also Kew Hotels, Belton Woods.
Wonderful. Thank you for talking to me, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much, and thank you for coming. Thank you.
That was Sally talking about why she set up the swimming group in her local area. Pat also attends the group each week and told Natasha more about it.
We meet on a Monday, and there's about half a dozen of us that go swimming, and we all enjoy it. And as you said, Sally has been doing some exercises with us in the water, as well as going swimming. And we also go in a hot tub, to, when we've done the swimming, we go and have a half an hour, 20 minutes in the hot tub. And the people that take us are very, very good and very helpful. And so is Belton Woods, the people that do it with us.
Before you started up with this group, you hadn't been swimming for quite a lot of years.
No, not for a long, long time.
Do you feel like that was due to your visual impairment, that you hadn't done that? Or?
Yes, I think it's because I couldn't see very well. And as people go out, you know, go out to work more, the ladies that taught me and, you know, whatever.
And do you think now from doing this project with Optimise, it's really helped you grow in confidence?
Yes, yeah. Because when I first went in the water, I was very, very nervous. The ladies, they got me a sponge thing. So I could go along with it. I held one end and they held another. But the second time I went, I just got in the water and remembered what I'd got to do.
Have you done any other things? Have you done any courses or anything with Optimise?
No. I'm going to go tonight shooting.
Oh, wonderful. Because, first time?
Yes, because I'm managed to find, and I can get a taxi where it is, but I can't get from the taxi into the orb. But they have told me, Kate has given me her phone number, said when you get there, ring them and they'll meet me at the gate.
Oh, that's amazing. And have you decided to do shooting from what you've seen today? Or?
Well, I've heard a lot about it from different people and I thought, oh, I wouldn't mind having a go at that.
Well, I hope it goes really well for you.
Yes, I hope it does as well, yeah.
Brilliant. And what do you think your highlight of working with Optimise has been?
Getting me out and about. Getting me out, you know, swimming and mixing with people.
Thanks to Pat there and Sally as well, talking about the events that they've been holding and in particular swimming groups that they've been working on together and enjoying as well. And that's the key thing, isn't it? Enjoying life and getting out and about a bit more.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes and the Apple Podcast app.